Good morning.
Possibly awful. Number 206, Matt and John and Amy. Talking about John's pick, Violent Night. John, what do you think, Santa Claus?
Santa was great in this movie. He definitely was awesome. What do you think? I feel like this movie was somewhere between Deadpool, Home Alone, and Die Hard.
Yeah, Home Alone.
Yeah.
Dark Home Alone. Yeah.
Right. If Home Alone was meant for a rated R audience, what could that movie have been like? And then you really start thinking about it. Wow, what could that movie have been like?
Oh boy. Yeah. Seeing you step on that nail. Yeah.
Instead of Razza Frazza Razza. It's like, oh God.
Yeah. Watching your nose get smashed by an iron.
Yeah. My thing was where did she get that stuff, and why did they have that kind of things in their attic to begin with?
The attic. Like, oh, see, that's gonna be, that'll be.
That was funny.
Overall, this movie was definitely way too high quality for us, than what we're normally watching. But the concept of a Santa that's killing people just could not be avoided.
You're trying to say this is better than Tammy and the T-Rex? Is that what you're saying, John? Is that what you're saying?
Sorry, Denise Richards.
It's better than Rabid Grannies, John? I gotta say, yeah. It was a lot of fun. And Amy, we said the same thing. We're like, boy, they got a lot of stuff in this attic. Like, man, they got stuff up here. They got glue and order. I think 10 bowling balls. I mean, I don't know how many people bowl there.
And this, like, McMansion, like, I'm surprised it had an attic. I'm like, what? Why would this place even have one? Why don't you just put this in, like, a storage house right on the back side of the property?
A storage house. Yeah. I'm trying to still understand who this person is. They're just a private citizen? That's all she was? Just really rich? Is that what they said?
Yeah, like, I feel like she was definitely into politics, right? Or maybe military or a little bit of both, right? The grandma, Gertrude. Oh, so the cast, for a second. Let's go to the cast. Santa, a.k.a. Hellboy. I thought that was cool.
What was his name? Oh, hold on. Hopper on Stranger Things. He shared Hopper. Things.
Yep. Gertrude, Grandma Gertrude, is a.k.a. Ellen Griswold.
Ellen Griswold.
I took forever trying to figure out why I recognized her, and then I had to look it up. And I'm like, oh, that's what it is. She's out on vacation.
Oh, one of my favorite movies ever is National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, absolutely. Jimmy Martinez, who also goes by Scrooge in this movie. What do you remember him most for? Right? Because he's been, you know what? He's been in a lot. And even recently, like, he's been in a lot recently.
Yeah, I mean, he was helping out John Wick fix his car.
Yep.
And then he was in the Spawn movie. And it was a big, fat purple thing or blue thing. I can't remember.
He was in Die Hard. He's in all of the Ice Age movies. He's Sid from Ice Age.
Yeah. And don't forget the classic Tu Wong Fu. He dresses up like a woman with Wesley Snipes. And who was it? Was it Patrick Swayze? Is that the other? I don't know. Yeah. I see that. If I could change one thing, I might have picked somebody different.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe somebody who I think, because Santa's a big guy.
Uh-huh.
I think we could have used somebody a little bit more toe-to-toe with him to fight, like, at the final battle.
Like John Cena.
There you go. There you go.
For The Rock.
There you go.
Yeah.
Make The Rock break character and play a bad guy. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, see?
I think he did fine. He did fine in the movie. He did a good job.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about it too, like the target audience here. Obviously, it's not little kids.
Me.
That's obvious. But like, there were a couple of these points where you're like, oh, the good things that happened. You're like, I don't know how well this fits for who.
Yeah, I know.
Like the Home Alone references. I'm like, do kids know what Home Alone is? Teenagers even.
Yeah, that was what 19. What 90?
You could stop maybe? Right there. 19 something, right? So back in the 1900s.
1900s. Long time ago. Yeah.
But this is what I could watch every year.
it was what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It was, you read the description, you're like, okay, all right. I did see it said the budget was $20 million and it grossed $76 million. So I think that's a win.
Yeah, that's gonna give them reason to want to do another one.
Oh yeah, and we'll be right there.
Yep,
watching that. Tagline: you better watch out.
That's all you need.
And I'll just tell you, of all these movies we've done so far this year, which is a few, right? This is number 19 this year. This opening scene, John, I gotta say, I laughed.
Oh man, especially at a couple of times, right? But especially when he left.
Well, I had watched it up to the point of right past this opening part where the guy gets in the car with his daughter, right? I watched it till there, and then I went and did something, and then Terry's like, well, I kind of want to watch it. So I was like, I let her, I rewatched it again, and I still laughed. I knew what was coming, and I still laughed. It's so funny. It's something that he's taking his time getting this night going, right? Like, this is Christmas Eve, and he's in England in a bar, and it's already nighttime.
Yeah, and it looks like he's been there for a while. He's already had a few.
Yeah. It's pretty funny that this other guy comes in who works as a Santa. He just assumes that he's playing Santa somewhere. So they're just talking about, playing Santa.
Yep. But
he, the real Santa. Did you see the name of the bar?
What was it? No, I missed it.
And you're going to love it. It's called Wee Johnny's.
Wee Johnny's? I like it.
Wee Johnny. I liked it when she said, you're not driving, are you? He's like, well, the rain do most of that. I just steer.
The rain do most. Like, what a great line to use as a Santa in a bar. Oh, my God. That was great.
But boy, Santa's kind of tired of these junky kids being greedy.
Yep, he's thinking about retiring. Turning on, laying down his hat and moving on. And I don't know if that's how it works, but all right,
Well, we know how it works. If Santa falls off your roof and dies, Tim Allen becomes Santa Claus. I've seen that movie yet.
That's right. But then who's going to do the Pure Michigan ads?
I don't know what that is. What do you mean, Michigan ads? Tim Allen does Pure Michigan ads?
Oh, you've not seen this or not heard these?
No.
Oh my God. So they're just, you know, travel ads trying to get people to travel in Michigan and that kind of thing, you know. But what's even better are like the parodies of these. So there's a guy in these YouTube videos and he's like, it's like pure Michigan or not so pure Michigan.
I already like it.
He'll do some of the places like you wouldn't advertise, you know, Flint, Michigan, and you know. He'd do the ones for a lot of the Lions games too. It was pretty cool. So like, you know, the Lions players wearing a Sioux jersey, like, and we got a crazy defensive player, and our coach is crazy, and it's like, yeah, this is awesome. Yeah, I like the not so pure Michigan even better.
Come visit Hamtramck.
They got one for like Taylor, and you know, they do have he even makes fun of Mackinac and some of the other Michigan touristy spots, but
not the fudge. Oh, but more importantly, John, did they get Tim Taylor's brother to help him?
No. Marty Taylor. Yeah, he was starring in one of our recent episodes. That's for sure.
He's too busy making sure his girlfriend / wife doesn't explode when they bang.
That's right.
So
good girls do not explode.
Of course, that's number 204. He heads towards the roof, and the lady's like, you can't have a drunk guy on the roof. He's going to fall off and die. So she goes up there just to see him flying around the sky
with
his reindeer.
She was funny. She goes, oi, oi, that door leads to the roof, pisshead.
Oi.
Oi. So, you know, I got to say oi more often. Oi.
There you go. There you go.
Oi, get back to work, you pissheads.
Yeah, but Santa did get his revenge on her for calling him a pisshead.
Oh, she did.
He did, remember? She's looking up and he's saying Merry Christmas, and then all of a sudden she's covered.
Santa leads over the sleigh and just drops a lands right on her. The look on her face after was great because was she shocked, amazed, disgusted? You know, it's kind of like all of those things. Like, I'm in awe, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, you can see it was kind of chunky. It's got some of those bar nuts chunks in there.
Man. I need to swing by a Denny's. I don't know if they have those in Bristol, England.
Oh yeah, it's I laughed. I'm telling you, I laughed both times I watched that part.
I was gonna say I noticed. I don't know if you noticed, HBO Max renamed themselves as just Max.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if Peacock is gonna follow.
Have you signed up for the cock? Or just cock, not the cock. Cock. I got the commercial free cock. What do you got? I got him. Yeah. Hey, you get surprised with that, the peacock there. Like, you know, they pulled those, you know.
Yeah.
Cocaine Bear and Renfield on there. I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
You know?
Renfield coming soon.
That'd oh, you bet one. It. You betcha. Yeah, it's and so then we're off to the Connecticut.
Connecticut. Do you know anybody from Connecticut?
I don't. I've never been there.
So. Never been. It's a small state, so to know somebody from Connecticut, I think is probably, I don't know if it's meaningful or not, but something. I never met anybody from Connecticut. So if you're from Connecticut and you're listening right now, coo. That's coo. That's Gucci, man. That's Gucci.
You guys got some rich people out there with their own compounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got a dad, a mom, and a daughter, and it seems like the dad and mom are kind of on the outs. The marriage isn't that great, and they're off to see the dad's grandma, Ellen Griswold, at the compound.
At the compound, yeah. This and, you know, they're in this car, and, you know, right away you're not 100% sure, but, you know, you got that feeling like, oh, yeah, they're probably split up or something. And but then later on, you're just like, why did she go? What is going on?
Yeah. This whole family are a bunch of a-holes. So.
Yeah.
The things you do for the kids.
Yeah. So,
they get there and we see what is this where we meet? Is Jason and Linda are the one? All right, I'm trying to get the names. I'm getting the names. All right, you might have Jason to help me with these.
And her daughter Trudy.
Mm-hmm.
It's short for Gertrude, which is grandma's name. That was awkward. They get there, right? And they go through a security gate, and there's a security guard there, right? And I'm like, what are they at? Like a museum or something? Could you imagine your estate, your home, or whatever? You have your own staffed security. How many people do you think live in there besides the woman who does live there? I mean,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And it's as soon as I saw this guy, I go, well, he's gonna die.
Sorry.
The security guy always gets it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just trying to do his job on Christmas Eve. Yeah, you know he's gonna get it. Yep. Al. Poor Al. Poor Al. All right, John, here you go. What's the sister's name?
Alva.
All right, there we go.
Alva!
Simon!
Am I getting through to you, Alva?
Oh, you talking about that one? Oh, nothing like Nicolas Cage chasing you through the office into the bathroom screaming,
into
Alva.
The bathroom. Alva!
I'm a vampire!
I'm a vampire!
That's number 103, Vampire's Kiss. And it's come full circle now, John, because we're about to see him as Dracula. Ain't that something? Yep. Ain't that something?
That's fabulous. Yep. We thought he was just crazy. It turns out he actually turned into Dracula.
You're saying this is a continuation. That's what you're saying.
Yep.
He didn't die. What was it? Under a couch or
under a couch?
you remember? It was like he got stabbed under a couch or something.
Yeah.
Oh, he turned into Dracula.
Yeah.
For the last 30 years or whenever that movie came out, boy, that's an old one. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, how about the sister's boyfriend, John?
Yeah, something Stone. What was it?
Oh, you're right.
It was Morgan. Morgan Steele, that's what it was. Morgan Steele.
Morgan Steele.
What a great name for an actor, Morgan Steele. Action.
Oh, yeah, he's an action star. He said he could have stopped 9/11. That's what he said, yeah.
I was there.
Yeah, he was also a moron, so.
He was a bit of a moron, yeah.
Yeah, but he's super hot. Right.
I don't know.
So grandma shows up. She's all fired up on the phone. Turns out she's talking to a senator and she's saying all kinds of nasty things, John. Boy.
Yeah. Kids are in the living room and she's just not being a very what do you want to say?
Grandma-ish.
Grandma-ish, yeah.
Gracious host.
Gracious host.
I like did you like Bert the YouTuber or whatever? He's like hashtag blessed.
Oh, you mean Bertrude?
Bertrude, yeah.
Bertrude. Oh boy. Could you imagine? Oh boy. My name's Bertrude. Oh boy. I'm sorry. Yeah. If somebody is listening who's named Bertrude, I'm sorry.
That's your name. Oof.
I'm sorry.
So sorry.
I did like it when the little girl tells Grandma she goes by Trudy, and Grandma goes, "That makes you sound like a whore." Tell it like it is, Grandma. There you go. And okay.
Santa... She had a great line, too. She goes, well, I forget why. I forget what somebody said to her, but she was like, don't shit in my mouth and call it chocolate cake.
That was to the senator.
Oh, that was to the senator. Okay, that was on the phone.
Yeah. I remember Terry going, well, I never heard that one before. I was like, yeah, I don't think I've heard that one either.
Yep. It's a good line.
Well, and it was one of the things where she had walked out of the room and then she walked back in and randomly said that to, like, in front of the kid. And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Then we get Santa doing some stops.
Yep. Shotgun with beer. That was cool.
This, the montage kind of hero.
Yeah, you're right. Yep, he does. Takes a leak over DC. Steals some dude's beers that he had passed out on the couch. He's like, oh, I'll take those.
You better watch it, Judd. Better watch it.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Santa, you always could have a beer from my house. Come on over. You could always grab one. If it's in the fridge, take it. My silver bullet is your silver bullet.
My silver bullet. I like the one, the house he went to, and there was a bunch of Amazon boxes.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trudy never got to tell Santa what she wanted for Christmas.
Oh.
And Dad screwed up. But that's because Mom and Dad weren't together, and they, you know, things get weird. So Dad runs to, I'm guessing, his old playroom or something, right? He finds a walkie-talkie and wraps it and gives it to her as a gift. And she's like, he's like, this is a special walkie-talkie, direct hotline to Santa. And you're like, and she totally got it. She totally bought it. And I'm like, man, my kids would never have fallen for that crap.
Oh, I don't know, John. You know, you got to be careful with walkie-talkie because you get into a lot of trouble.
That's right. That's right. They could be stolen. Yep. You could be riding your bike all over what?
Somewhere. Australia? With Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman, yeah.
Oh, that's BMX Bandits, John. Number 8.
I think I invoked that movie not that long to somebody the other day. I mentioned 2 is Company, but 3 gets us talked about.
Oh, one of the best lines.
Best. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, so she's got her walkie-talkie. We get Santa on the roof, and he steps in reindeer poop.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh.
I can say, if I got magical reindeer who can, first of all, they're like a homing pigeon. They know how to get back to the North Pole and back very easily. Yep. But they can fly. Just give me reindeer that doesn't have to poop. Like, if you can, you know what I mean? Like, that seems like an unnecessary hazard.
Right. Like...
It does seem odd. Yeah. You know how many calories these reindeer have to burn in order to fly around the whole world? They got to be like eating constantly.
They must be on the rock diet or something, you know?
Right. That's right.
It's fourth breakfast and all that stuff.
13 eggs before we get out of bed.
So we got to say, so at this compound, this estate, grandma has got a staff there who are serving drinks, serving food, putting up decorations.
Again, right? The best I could tell, it was just her living there. Right? Everybody else was visiting, but she had, yeah, all these servants, bellboys and caterers and cleaning and just there was a lot of people working in this building, and you're just kind of like, what on earth is going on?
Security agents.
And security guards, too. Yeah. Yeah.
For how many people? 3, 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, but one person who lives there? The rest of them just there to visit? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, the staff, they turn bad, and they do what I think is one of the worst crime you can do. They take out the Wi-Fi, John. I mean,
oh, man. Cut the phone lines, turn off the now you're out of luck.
You people are insane. So then John Leguizamo shows up, Mr. Scrooge, and he ends up shooting poor Al, the security guy. Saw that coming.
Yeah.
And everybody on the staff who turned bad, they all got the code names, John. We got them all. We got Candy Cane and
the names
and all they're that.
Great. They're great. Yeah. Jingle, Sugar Plum, Peppermint, Krampus.
Krampus?
Frosty. Krampus? Krampus? I don't know.
It's Krampus.
Krampus? Krump? Oh, okay. Tinsel, Gingerbread. Yeah. Got them all.
And did you see what we've been getting a lot lately is, and we have another one here, is that Candy Cane thinks she's Matt the Stitcher.
That's right.
So yeah.
There's only one Matt the Stitcher. Don't forget it.
We had some rollerblade nuns who thought they were Matt the Stitcher too last week. So what I thought they were going to do with this movie is I thought for sure it was going to be like grandma was like Santa's wife or something. I thought that's what they were going to do. And then when they get here, I didn't realize Santa was in this house because, you know, it's been a while since I lived in a house that has wings. So, you know,
this is our different wing of the house. Yeah, he was eating. So he was eating Trudy's homemade cookies, which, you know, if you weren't paying attention for that moment, you wouldn't have realized that's what it was. But then he figured, and then he notices some like really old brandy or something. And he's like, oh, that pairs well.
Yeah. Oh boy. Yeah.
And he shares my disgust for skim milk too. Like, oh, skim. What's the point? Just pour water in your cereal.
You're disgust. You're disgust. Oh, yeah, it's yeah. Pairs well. I was like, oh, all right, well. And then, you know, I don't know the exact count of how many houses he has to do. But he must, you know, start out slow and pick up the pace.
The booze helps them kick
I wouldn't say I delivered to all the good boys and girls, but I got a chunk of them.
Well, shit, at the end he's like, well, I better finish up. And I'm like, finish up? I was hoping this was your last stop.
Yeah. Like, you've been bleeding all night, you know? You got probably got a hangover. You're like, you got...
Santa's gonna bleed all over my presents. Oh boy! Oh.
Well, with all the Amazon packages that were left under the tree, maybe he doesn't have that many more to deliver anymore.
Yeah. There you go. Yep. Don't forget Christmas shopping December 23rd. Don't forget. There you go. So
inside the baddies start using the old gunfire, so everyone's starting to figure out what's going on. Santa wakes up from his boozing induced coma.
He takes a nap.
He took a nap drinking and eating cookies. Grandma and a couple run for the panic room. Yeah, of course you're gonna have a panic room. Why not?
Of course. Yeah.
And it can only fit like two people.
Well, according to her, it looked like it could hold a lot more.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it only holds two people. Yeah.
Me and not you.
That's right. But the one bad guy runs into Santa and he shoots some bullets up to the roof, and the reindeer are just like, well, fuck you, Santa, we're leaving.
Nope, I'm out. They fly off. He's like, stop it. Come back.
They just leave. You know why? They don't have Rudolph. See? He's the leader. All right?
Yeah.
Come on.
He must have the day off. Was it foggy out, so you didn't have to work that day?
Yeah. No, Rudolph. You can't put in PTO for December 24th. All right? You can't do it. All right? You can't.
So one day, you're going to have to. Suck it up.
Mr. Scrooge there says that Grandma has $300 million in the vault downstairs.
That's impressive. Not the best investment strategy, but it's impressive.
Yeah, I don't keep that much in my vault. I don't know about you, John. But
Yeah, not quite that. No, not quite that.
Yeah.
I might have like a handful of 1976 bicentennial quarters.
Whoa, easy.
Don't tell anybody.
But yeah, Santa fights this guy. They have a little fight here. It's pretty good. The guy ends up going out the window and landing on a decoration.
Yeah, like an icicle decoration, just gets impaled. Like Olaf going to find Elsa. But it doesn't end so well.
I gotta say, there's some good deaths in this movie, John. You know,
pretty good.
Some good weapons, some good deaths. So the bad guys, they find the body of the guy, so they know there's somebody. We got a gopher. Got a gopher. So they know somebody's around. And so Santa doesn't want to fight. He's trying to hide. He's trying to get help out there. But then he decides he has to help. But the bad guys are looking for him.
He sees the little girl being held hostage. And he's like, oh, I can't leave her there. So.
Yeah, the next bad guy who finds him, I did like it when he puts all the billiard balls in a hat and starts smacking him with it. That was pretty good.
He was. What was he doing? He was down by all the video games, same room that the walkie-talkie was in, right? But yeah, and the one guy, like, he looked like he was just going to annihilate Santa, but just in time. Whew. Couple of darts to the legs, and then he finishes them off, probably not in the way you thought it was going to happen, but it was amazing. Takes the tree star, shoves it in the dude's eyeball, which is enough, right? That's enough. Yeah. That's enough. But then he's like, you know what? I'm going to plug it in too.
Plug it in. Oh, it's so great. Oh, we love a good kill.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Well, a good one. Yeah. And he does a little sparky spark, a little fire.
A little bit of fire, a little smoke. Santa kind of laughs. He's like, oh.
Yeah. Like, oh, boy. And then he hears the bad guy's radio going off. So he hops on there and he tells Mr. Scrooge Santa's coming to town. So they got everybody in this one big room, and they're trying to get people to talk, or I can't remember what they're trying to do something, right?
They've got them in the room held hostage. They're trying to find out who the gopher is, right? There's that.
Oh yeah. They take a nutcracker that's on the fireplace, and they put the Jason guy's finger in it, and you're like, oh, that probably hurt. But then they're like, okay, why don't we put one of his nuts? Oh, boy.
Because, like, Grandma Gertrude had, like, a 6-foot nutcracker in her room, too. Like, note to self, never, ever get a nutcracker. Pass.
Or at least I have that many.
Oh.
There was a lot of them on that shelf.
It really was. There was a lot. Oh, boy.
He even said, you got a thing for nutcrackers, don't you?
I gotta say, if I'm in that situation and they're about to put my nut I gotta say, probably talking. All right,
I'll make something up if I got it. Yeah, I know who it is. I know the person's name. I know where they live. I can help you. Just don't break my nuts.
Just don't chop my ball, please. So nobody can tell them who this, because they don't know who it is.
They really don't.
Trudy's like, no, it's the real Santa. I've been talking to him. And their dad's like, shut up, Santa's not real. And they're like, oh.
Oof.
Oh. Oof.
What? That's what happens when you don't believe. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy didn't get no gifts.
Santa got wounded in his battle, stitches himself up.
Yep. Did you like his tats, Santa, with some tattoos? That was pretty cool.
I know. Like, oh, man.
I tell you what, though. If I was able to then sew myself up, I'd have done the exact same thing he did, was then blackout. I'm like, all right, sewed up, I'm done.
I know. Yeah. I don't know if I could do that, though. Sew myself up.
We get a very quick flashback.
And
it's just confusing, right? And we get a little more backstory too. But I'm gonna say right now, I need more information.
You got that right.
I need more.
Oh yeah. I need to know how he went from medieval sledgehammer guy to Santa Claus. You gotta give me it. How did that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, because how do you go from that to a saint?
Right. Yeah.
I got to. Oh yeah, give me 3/4 of that movie of him just bashing people's head in. Come on. Come on.
We need like a prequel.
With the Skull Crusher.
Big time. Big time.
Prequel with the Skull Crusher. That's what we need.
Oh yeah, you could have him taking on Nicolas Cage. Like in Outcast number 5.
You got my
Remember
blood?
that
You got my
one? Yo, boy, look at that. What a pull. What a pull. Number 5. I found this. Why do you? At least my watch talks to me at least one time when I'm talking to you. I don't know why.
everything. Yep.
I didn't say Siri. I didn't.
Did you ever
yeah.
see the South Park COVID special
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
where they've got Alexa?
I get it.
Oh my God, that's too funny. It's worth a watch.
Yeah, sometimes they have some really funny episodes. They really do. Oh, I almost forgot to tell you that I've been on a Picard binge.
Ooh.
John,
Ooh, how far in are you? How far in?
I am up to episode 9 of season 3.
Oh wow, you are in it now.
Yeah.
How do you like it, the full cast coming back and
Oh boy, I love Riker, right? He cracked me up.
yeah, he's great.
But so season 2 wasn't bad.
Nope.
I did think it was I was expecting a lot worse. All right. But yeah, this season, just how they got, oh, here's Mr. War, you know, and here's, you know, just how they got everybody is just great.
Yeah.
It is. I'm full in. I tried to get it done before today, but I couldn't get it done. So I have started episode 9, where
Nice.
they know there's something about his son, and he's you know, Borgish.
Yeah.
You know. That's as far as I got. So,
Oh.
but yeah, I enjoy it though. I've enjoyed it.
Yep.
It's pretty good. So anyway, that's the Picard update. yeah, so he passes out. We get the little quick flashback to medieval times, and then there's a quick mention that he's been with Mrs. Claus. I believe he said 1100.
Yeah, 1100 years with Mrs. Claus.
Woo,
Not
boy.
bad. Not bad.
All right, so
So
I
how did
really
Mrs. Claus become immortal as well? Huh.
maybe she's not, maybe he just gets a new Mrs. Claus every
Oh.
50 years.
Oh.
So I gotta know what is year 1100? Okay, year one's paper. All right, so what's 1100? What do you
Year
got?
1100, you give her a subscription to
People.
People Magazine.
I'm pretty sure you just rotate through the 1 through 50 every single
Oh.
50 years.
Oh, sounds bad.
Yeah.
What does Santa give Mrs. Claus for Christmas? Wow,
Oh,
that's a
I bet
tough
I
one.
know.
That ooh. Oh,
The bad guys are like, hey, why don't you guys exchange shitty presents?
what a great idea. Honestly, I thought that was a great idea. Oh, why not? Let's just see what you rich folks give each other. I gotta see this. And if it's something really nice, I'm gonna take it from you. That's the way it's gonna work.
What do you get, Grandma? You know, that's a good question. What do you get, Grandma?
Maybe you pitch a movie that you'd like her to fund. That's a good one.
I gotta
Nice.
say, it sounded pretty good. I mean,
A golden opportunity is what he called it. He's a big deal in parts of Asia.
Hey, hey. Morgan Steele.
So then the sister, she gives mom a photo of the day she was born, and she's like, yeah, I know, I was there. Oh.
And I want to forget. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh boy. We hear Santa how he was a badass and he had his weapon Skull Crusher is when they tell us here.
His name was Nicomond the Red. Nicomond. Sounds good.
Always the red.
Warrior, raider, thief. Doesn't sound like a Santa.
And then Santa.
He was very mean and greedy. He was definitely naughty. How about that?
Oh boy. Oh boy. How about the live updating naughty list he carries around? How about that, huh?
It's got live updates. Cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool. He opens it up and whoever's near him, he can see what's going on, right? So Trudy's on the good list, on the nice list. She once invited a weird person to a party, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah, these the baddies, you know, they show up on the naughty list. So that's interesting.
I like the fact that it can switch between the good list, the nice list, and the naughty list, though, automatically.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just show them. I'm like, that's very tech savvy.
Santa. It was pretty fancy. Gotta say.
You got the latest technology. We have to mention how Santa gets up and down these chimneys. So somehow he's like blowing his nose and he goes up and down the chimney.
You ever do that, right? You got to get a loop. Gotta get some a booger out of your nose. So you plug one side, and you blow really hard, and that's basically what he was doing. Then he goes up the chimney.
Oh, and what is it? It's Christmas magic.
Christmas magic. He says he doesn't really understand how it works, which just adds to the confusion. Like, wait a minute.
You've been Santa.
Tell us, you're 1,100 years of Santa and you don't know how do we feel right now? And it's just, that's 1,100 years he's been with Mrs. Claus. He may have been Santa longer than that.
Oh, boy, that's true. He could have been a single Santa for who knows how long.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I bet Nicomond might not have wanted to settle down right away.
Well, you know, the bad guys finally get him and they tie him up. And they throw his bag into the fire.
Yeah, they're like, what's in the bag? And they reach in, a present, reach in, a present.
Video game.
What's
video
going on? Like, it's like, the bag is magic, dude. And like, so he just tosses it in, like, oh. Meanwhile, the extraction team is coming, right?
No, not the extraction
team. Extraction, that's what they're called, the extraction team.
Kill squad.
This is also called the kill squad, yes. They're 30 minutes out on schedule. And the one guy goes, I like my operations like I like to have, you know what I mean. Hard, fast, with minimal cleanup. I'm like, wow, that's nice.
I know to have my kill squad ready, it costs a lot of money. So.
That's right.
You know, the kill squad. Yeah. I thought it was funny when they got Santa tied up there and that guy keeps reaching in there and he's pulling out present. And they're just like, well, how are you doing this trick? And it's like, what? How am I doing this trick?
Well, just, how about you just keep trying, see what happens? Why don't you wait till you can't pull anything else out? And then ask them. You know, it's funny, like, all the money they could have got, that $300 million, I bet that bag was worth more.
Oh, yeah.
You know how many, how many Nintendo Switches you'd have pulled out of there, and PlayStation 5s. And
oh, man. There you go.
It wouldn't have taken too long for that to pay itself off.
Wait until it has the new Apple headset on it at $3,500. Did you see that thing? Did you see that? Oh, you didn't? No. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's going to be coming out soon. It's a little like headset VR $3,500 Apple thing.
It's a little rich thing. For my flavors.
Yeah, it's a little pricey. Yeah, but next thing you know, Santa uses his I'm gonna call it not teleporting. I don't know.
Yeah,
he sucks up out of the chimney just as the kill squad is arriving.
Yeah. Yep. The one bad guy girl, I forget what was her name.
Candy Cane?
Yeah, I think so. She was like, maybe you don't think he's really, and he goes, hey, look, I know you're an idiot, but don't be an idiot out loud.
Oh, God. That's a good one.
That's great.
Yeah. Because somehow. It must be magic, because Santa can remember what he gave the bad guy when he was 10 or something.
Right. I gave you a Huffy, and I couldn't give you nothing because you were making your brother eat worms. You were naughty.
Oh, boy. Did that keep you on a naughty list forever? Just to make your brother eat worms one time?
Oh, you got to be able to get off the naughty list.
Right?
There's got to be a way.
The sister's boyfriend, Morgan Steele, he jumps out the window. He kind of hits the one guy, jumps out the window, only to run out to the yard, and he runs into the kill squad.
Yep.
That has shown up. And they turns out they're with the bad guys and shoot him a lot.
Yeah. Didn't work out so well.
I did like Grandma calling him Jean-Claude Van Dipshit.
That was great.
Yeah, pretty good.
Great. Probably not going to take your office team to a deserted island for some...
Oh, boy. Welcome to the jungle. Which is, of course, number 135. The vault, they open it kind of easily to only find no money inside.
Just some empty cases. I tell you what, you pulled this stunt off to rob this place to find the vault is empty.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That's well, first of all, I mean, you're going to have to split this among your team and the kill squad.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, you're taking a lot of the money away here. I don't think the kill squad should get as much. I mean, but
yeah, that's just it, right? Yeah. But they could all get $500,000 a piece, whatever.
Yeah. You know, they had a lot of guys on that team.
Yeah.
Not at the end, they don't.
Did not.
A lot of their faces find their way into a sledgehammer.
Do you remember that was one of the Batman movies, right? Joker just kind of like keeps killing off his own men.
Santa is, I think he's in the... He's somewhere. Is he in the attic or he's somewhere?
He's in like the shed. He's in like a shed tonight, hiding in there. And he's talking to Trudy. He's like, there's so many people on this naughty list. There's no way this is going to happen. We should probably, say goodbye to your parents. They're dead. but she's like, wait a minute. No. What would Santa wish for, Santa? What do you want? And look, that's a good question. What would Santa wish for?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I just want to see Mrs. Claus. He just wants to be with her. And
that
That's awesome. Yeah. We never see Mrs. Claus in this movie, but I got to imagine like a Jessica Alba kind of thing. You know, you know, I was expecting him to say tickets to go see Doja Cat, but, you know, that's not what he said.
He can't even get those jobs.
Nobody. Nope.
But yeah, he's holding his ring and he drops it and it rolls right into a sledgehammer.
Yeah, you know, that was some Christmas magic. Yeah, and then Trudy goes, what do you do to the naughty ones? And he's like, I give them a lump of coal. And she says, and shove it up their anuses.
Yeah. Like before she said butthole, and he's like, well.
No.
Oh, yeah. And Santa says he's going to eat through these guys like a plate full of cookies.
I like it. Yeah, and he does. He just one at a time takes them out with sledgehammers to the head, to the knee, to the head.
Whew. And it's all fantastic.
It is. It is great.
The candy cane through the cheek.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah. Ice skates decapitating a dude.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
That's right. Santa Claus decapitates a guy with ice skates. That just happened.
The head stays on the wall as the body falls out. Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Yep. He does a one pull on the snow thrower. Starts right up. Again, amazing. Amazing.
One ball. Boy, let me tell you something. I mean, this snowblower, this thing must be a beast because it eats through people and it doesn't stall. I mean,
yeah.
It's a good one.
That's a keeper. You're going to chew through any snow that nor'easter's going to bring you in Connecticut.
That's right. Oh, boy. But, yeah, there's just a lot of limbs breaking, a lot of stabbing, a lot of faces in the sledgehammers. My favorite is when he does the push the grenade in the guy's butt crack.
Oh, man. Yeah. But outside, there's one baddie left. He tries to run away, and he just launches his sledgehammer from 30 yards out, hits him. And then comes up, the dude pulls out a grenade. He's like, turns it around, shoves it in there, and he walks away. And he's like, I gotta watch.
I thought the guy might go, I got it, but he never
I got
says
it.
It. He never says it.
Never said it. Oh, that would have been great. That would have been great. I would have cried laughing if he like pulled around and like, grabs the grenade out. I got it!
And then he blows off.
Oh, I would have cried laughing. I would not have been able to continue. I'd have had to have a ball. Consolidated minds. Yeah.
Number 10.
Oh, can you believe that was number 10?
Wow. Number 10.
Wow.
Oh, right in between Robo Vampire and Doll Man. Some classics in a row there. Some
classics. Yeah.
And then Highway to Hell, number 12.
Oof! Watch out for the what is it called? Jacob trees.
I forget. Joshua trees.
Joshua trees. Of course.
Yeah, while Santa's blowing people up here, we got Trudy in the attic, and she's home aloneing it.
She is. Yeah. She's setting up the booby traps, not real booby traps.
No, we know what a real trap looks like, all right?
One thing we'll never forget from Hot Wag Zombies on Wheels. The real booby traps.
That's right.
Oh, it's funny though. The bad guys show up and they see the first couple booby traps. They're like, these don't work unless you hide them. And so they start going up the ladder to the attic, but doesn't see the cut step stair. Breaks through it, and one of the first traps he saw was a nail in one of the stairs. But he found it.
Oh man. Right. Everybody through. Here watching it went,
Oh. And this is that moment where you're like, this is what Home Alone would have been like had it been rated R, right? Think about launching those bricks off of the roof of the building and like hit him, and it would have split his skull open, is what would have happened. He would have just like, no, he'd have been dead.
Brain leaking. Yeah. Oh boy, yeah, this nail through his chin. That's a good one.
So the girl, Candy Cane, she's like, I'm just gonna go up. She's go up the stairs. I'm gonna get him. So she goes up in the attic. Yeah, she just walks past him. Doesn't help him get loose. No. And then we get a launch of bowling balls, and this is where I gotta be like, what is happening right now? Why does Grandma Gertrude have 30 bowling balls in her attic?
Well, you gotta have a light one, a heavy one. I mean, you know,
that's a lot of bowling balls. Like, one or two, fine, three, whatever. Maybe you got one for the whole family, so you got like six. She had like 20.
And it's a weird place, right? Because I can only assume she has a bowling alley in the house somewhere.
I've got to assume now, right?
So I gotta go up there and get my ball.
But then you lugged him up into the attic?
Seems weird. It seems weird. Maybe they're just the spare balls. Maybe the good ones are down there. Right? These are backup balls.
These are the trophy balls. Yeah, so they come falling down. It's a good thing Trudy didn't keep looking around. She might have found some a whiskey jar with a imp in there. That might have been up in that attic too.
Yeah, that would be the last place you would store something that dangerous, John.
That you dangerous. Would, you wouldn't do that.
You would put on a wobbly table in the attic. That seems stupid.
On a wobbly table in the attic. Yeah. Looks like a bottle of Hypnotic, right? Yeah.
Next thing you know, you're asking for money out the ass, and you're not shitting money, you know? That's the next thing that happens.
Not the best way to go.
I only know that because I wrote that down in my death scene. Dying by shitting money.
Too much money coming out the pooper.
Or you turned into a candy wrapper. Anyway, did you see the nails?
Oh.
Hey, these are some industrial. These things, John.
Yeah. Yeah. The one guy saw the nail really good because he looks at it, and then one of the bowling balls comes down from the attic, hits him, and boom, right into the skull. That's the end of that. Oh, great.
And he lands on the other patch of nails. And these things are huge.
He was done. It didn't matter. That's what he gets for knocking her traps. So the girl, Candy Cane's in the attic still. She's she got hit by a few of these bowling balls, but she's back up and she's moving. And next isn't so good. She finds a sticky spot of floor up there. Right? She steps, gets stuck a bit. And Trudy does the launch one brick, launch two bricks, launch, I don't know what, a suitcase? Something? And knocks her down, and she lands on her back and all the sticky stuff. And I'm like, I don't think she's going to be able to get up. And she does. She gets up, but you know, Oliver gets up.
Yeah, boy, that is some good stuff.
Oh,
I mean, that's some.
wonder what industrial adhesive she had in the attic with these bowling balls.
Again, very strange stuff in this attic. Very, a lot of
was.
stuff. A lot of
Love.
stuff.
Yep.
Oh,
So
boy.
she scalps herself. Yep. She gets up and what does she do next? She has like the slingshot and starts launching like, I don't know, baseball or something. Nothing crazy. And then she's like, "Oh yeah, what you got next?" And it's like a weight set.
And then eventually she gets the drop on her. She's gonna shoot her, and Sanda clobbers her with
Yeah,
the
she's like, enough of this. I'm pulling out my gun. And then just then Santa comes out with a sledgehammer. Boom.
So we find out the money the bad guys are looking for, the son actually took. So somehow the son took $300 million and put it out in the Christmas display in the front yard for some reason. Is he just going to get that later? Like, just load up the decorations, I guess?
Like
I
no one, while no one's looking, I'm just gonna load that
don't.
into the back of the car, back of the of my ex-girlfriend's car. Yeah.
And this is funny when it's the sister Alva and her kid and Aunt Linda, and they're telling a bad guy who to shoot. It's kind of funny.
Is.
It's like, no, you
It is.
shoot Aunt Linda.
Shoot, gold digging Aunt Linda. Yeah. The guy just keeps looking at each one of them like, I'm not sure who to shoot. And he's like, he's not talking. I'm gonna shoot all of you. And then they just decide, why don't we just take him out? What Alva tosses her, I don't know what she was drinking, but it was very flammable, some bourbon
Oh
or
boy,
something,
yeah, oh
in
boy.
the fire pit. And so he gets a little bit of a distraction from an explosion there. They tackle him and then beat him to death
Yeah.
with the fireplace instruments, poker and shovel and stuff.
Yeah,
That was impressive.
they really gave it to that guy. He definitely did.
Yep.
So then the son said he's going to take them out to the money. So they're all out at the money. Santa recruits Aunt Linda to come help him take care of these bad guys. So now she's got a machine gun.
Yeah. She said she used to go hunting, so I'm sure she knows how to use a semi-automatic rifle one.
But Santa doesn't know how to work that, he says.
Yeah,
He doesn't
man.
know how to work that. But a snowmobile, he sure does.
Yeah, no problem. He can
Yeah.
toss a mean snowball too. He did that.
Boy,
I'm
oh
gonna
boy.
say not bad. Not bad snowball. Not as good as Elf, though. Elf was better.
Oh boy. But hey, you're giving Aunt Linda shit. She shoots the guy in the balls, John. I
Yeah,
mean,
she starts taking some pot shots at everybody, and then she does shoot one dude right in the balls. And he's like, "Why did you shoot me in the
he's just left there. Poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Santa puts him out of his misery. He's walking by, just finishes him off.
Oh boy. Yeah. So then the bad guys have the money. They take off, and then Santa's chasing them, and he's okay. He uses a sled. I didn't know how he caught up with them, but somehow he does.
He had no reason to catch up with them. There's no reason, because he was running on foot with a sled in his hand. They're flying away in snowmobiles, but apparently they must have had to take a long hairpin turn or something, because he catches up to him on a hill.
Slides down this hill on his sled, and he hits a guy in the head with the sled and just lands on the
He just takes the snowmobile, yeah, lands on it.
Oh boy.
Yeah, gotta watch out. You can't be riding that snowmobile so fast on the lake. You might crash.
Oh boy. Yeah, you better watch out there. Meanwhile, Aunt Linda and Jason, they're fighting the last bad guy who got hit in the face with a snowball.
Yeah, when you say they were, I mean, Jason was pretty worthless. He lands a little bit, but he gets taken out real quick. And Linda pretty much does all the work. She fights him. She starts to get choked off, and then she grabs an icicle and just icicles the dude in the neck.
So they take care of that guy. Meanwhile, Santa's tracking the bad guys, and then Mr. Scrooge tricks him into driving a snowmobile into a tree trunk.
You know, Santa has a lot of experience on a sled. I just don't know this was the kind of sled he's had a lot of experience on. He probably should have rethought his strategy. I don't know what he thought he was going to do when he caught up anyway, you know, but...
yeah, right? He doesn't have anything.
He didn't even need to go at what was he going after him for? To get Grandma back? And Grandma already fell off.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So he's got the money. So what? Let him go. What do you care?
Oh.
Nope.
They're naughty, John.
Yep. Naughty.
He was just taking care of everybody on the naughty list.
That's right.
I'm sure he got his coal. But yeah, he crashes. He lands in, I don't know, another random shed building in the middle of nowhere. And Scrooge shoots up the place first, and then he comes in, and he's going to fight Santy. Probably not the best idea.
I wouldn't. I would just shot him.
But Jimmy finds the naughty list. And he sees himself on the list, and he realizes this is actually Santa Claus. He didn't believe it before, but now he believes. He's suddenly like, this is it. I'd be like, you're wondering now, like, oh, is he going to stop? He's like, finally, I get to end Christmas. But, whoa, nope, he is definitely not going to stop.
Yeah, it definitely went a little darker. It stayed dark, yeah.
Yeah.
It crossed your mind, right? You're like, oh, he's going to be like, I can't kill Santa, all the kids. He's like, fuck that, I'm killing this bastard. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, then see Santa, you know, him apologize, then a hug. He was going to become the next Santa. I kind of saw this plague in my head all at once, and it didn't go that way, nope.
Oh, yeah. And, they have this final fight. Boy, I got to give Mr. Scrooge credit for coming with his boots with the spikes in it, the ice spikes there. That's
Is that something you're going to do when you hop on a snowmobile? And when did he have time to do that anyway? I don't.
You got to be prepared. You got to be prepared.
He was ready. Santa was not, so he did not have the traction necessary. Mm-hmm. He had the upper body strength, but he did not have the traction. So, so Jimmy pins Santa against a wall. It's actually a chimney, what's left of a chimney of a building. And, yeah, like, you couldn't see this a mile away, what was about to happen. Well,
oh, boy.
At least half of it, right? I was like, oh, he'll sneak up the chimney, and then they're going to drop on him or something, right? Oh, that's like half right.
Yeah, apparently the Christmas magic snot dust thing does not turn both of you into dust to get up the chimney, just Santa. Nope. So Mr. Scrooge takes the chimney up the hard way.
Yeah, part of him makes it up the chimney. Part of him becomes part of the chimney.
Yeah, he's just a glob, a torso.
Santa's on top of the chimney, kind of celebrating his last kill. And then he gets shot, and you're like, wait a minute, who had left? How is Santa getting shot? Like, they took everybody out, didn't they?
Yeah, and if you're this guy, he's the kill squad leader guy, right?
Right.
You just saw them snot fairy dust up a chimney, right? And this another guy who's like, well, that's Santa. Fuck it.
Yeah, I'd have been like, I see them fighting on top of that chimney. I'm like, I don't think my boss is going to win. I'm going to go grab that duffel bag full of cash and be gone. That's right. What I'm going to do right now.
That's right. I don't want to be in my house in 3 months and Santa comes clopping on my roof with his reindeer looking for revenge. Nope.
Man. Well, that's just it, too. Santa knows where you live.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, he puts a few bullets into Santa there, but then Grandma shoots him.
Yeah.
And I wrote down, Santa died.
That's what I said. Santa died.
Oh, boy.
And it was kind of funny because, like, what was it? Jason's like, whoever you were, thank you. And it was like, what do you mean, whoever he was? Obviously, that was Santa. That was definitely Santa. What else do you need to see?
Yeah. But then, thanks to Christmas magic, Santa is part Wolverine.
So yeah, he's dead. Everybody's like, I believe
I can go.
Santa comes back to life, and he's like, yeah, I still don't really understand the magic myself. And we're like, oh my God, I need to know more. I need to know more.
Do you have amnesia from the last 1100 years that you can't figure out at this point how Christmas magic works?
Did Professor X come up to you and block your memory with a little mind raping? I mean, what happened that you don't know?
Oh, boy. You got to watch the mind raping. That's dangerous.
It's dangerous
stuff. It's real dangerous. Yeah, you think whoever made you Santa Claus, they should have gave you like a pamphlet like you get with your TV and how to set it up, right? Like, this is how your snot magic works, and if you get shot, you'll live because of this. You know. But, yeah, well, then the reindeer show up.
Convenient. Inside the sled, yeah, he forgives. Inside the sled, there's his spare sack. Nice to have another sack when you need it.
Spare sack.
Well, how else is he going to get the presents to get to the kids?
That's
he's
right.
Gotta have
That's
another right. one.
Inside, there's a note from Mrs. Claus, and she sent Skull Crusher. It's about an hour too late, but thanks.
Okay, so how did this play out? Right. So I'm like, okay. Did the reindeer come back without him? And she's like, there must be trouble. Take Skull Crusher. You know, is that what she just assumed? You know?
She didn't go with them, though. She's like, yeah, just go ahead and drop this off. I'm at home right now. I'm watching Picard. I'm not leaving to go save him.
She's got to keep track of these elves and stuff, you know? I mean.
Well, that's true. Santa does bring up the elves in this movie, so we know the elves are real there, too. Yeah. Oh, man. More stuff we need to know more about.
You got that right. Mm-hmm. Mm. But, yeah, and that's how it ends, him flying off to finish his route.
He's taken off. I imagine they wanted to go for a ride in that sled, but, you know, standard Christmas rules apply. No free rides, cash, grass, or ass, and I don't think anybody wanted to pony up, so.
Well, I got no cash, and I got no grass. I gotta say, it's that's the end of Violent Night. It's so good.
Yeah, we get one little quip from Bert in the post creds. He goes, yo, what's Gucci squad fam?
Listen to John. He's a natural.
It's the Brett Locker living the dream.
Yeah, it got dead as hell.
That guy's dead. Dude was on a naughty list. Oh, the end.
Oh. so good. Better make another one. They better. They better.
Yeah. Yeah, I could definitely go for a couple of these.
Yeah, so I'm going to stick with some snow in my pick, John. It's on the Tubi, 1991. And it's called Ski School.
Ski School. Okay.
Staying away from possessed things that kill people. All right. So, but this looks like it's a little bit of, you know, hijinks at a ski resort.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So a little, you know, winter time in June.
Yes, that's right. Chill it out before the summer begins.
All right. Well, this has been fun. Thanks, Amy. Okay. Have a good night.
You too. Yep,
you too.
And I will talk to you later.
Until next time.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.